slightly relieved, but obviously, you know, really pleased as well. We've had very little success. Obviously, I said, you know, before the game, our track record at this club, and even when we've got results, you know, we've always scraped them. So in terms of scale of the result, I think it's a huge one for us as a team as well. In terms of performance, there was some horrible patches in there. But, you know, we got out the blocks quick, which is, you know, what we said we wanted to do. And the issues we had to fix up in defence in the second half, we did. I think we conceded one try in the second half. So, yeah, either they listen or they pretend to listen and do a decent job. Yeah, just over the moon. You know, just with the, I suppose, the size of the result. This, like I said, this is a tough place, and next week we play, you know, another team in the top four. We're flying at the moment, and a team full of superstars. So, obviously, to go into that fixture on the back end of a win was huge for us.
Which first half down to 24 each at half time. Great attack by both teams or defence?
Well, we had a half time sort of half season review. I spoke to you last week, and you know, stipulated how important the first 20 minutes was. And they all listened to that as well and played outstanding for 20 minutes, and then forgot about the second 20 minutes. We'll have to review that again, I think, and how we weighed that. But that might be down to the opposition. The opposition, you know, I want to pay them credit as well. I can remember, you know, playing these 6 weeks ago at the KC Stadium and speaking to the staff and some of the players that I obviously know. You know, it looked like the world was on the shoulders and they wasn't enjoying what they was doing. I said today, you know, you come in, everybody's got a smile on their face, they're all chests out because of the results and obviously enjoying what they're doing a lot more. And that has a huge effect on your profession when you're a rugby league player.
Obviously, at half time, what did you say to the boys? Because, like you mentioned, only 4 points conceded in the second half.
Yeah, right edge had had some issues in the first half. And, you know, technically, there were some things that we had to clean up, so we got through that. But we just spoke about response, you know, response to a little bit of adversity, and trying to fix our on-land D up a little bit better. And we did that, and you know, played down their end for longer periods. And obviously, the outcomes of that was we got the result.
In defence, some of the big forwards really stepped up in attack as well throughout the game, really, and taking the team forward.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, any of the tries we conceded was you know, laziness or lack of effort. There was just one or two brain snaps and you know, one or two bad decisions. So that's technically something we can fix up. Yeah, so I'm not too concerned about that. But we've got to fix it up quick, because that same edge will be getting asked in some, you know, some in depth questions, I'm sure, this Friday coming against quality outfit.
In terms of your attack, 46 points, and Fatuli grabbing four as well. He's only just kind of come back into the mix. Until you said he was one of the big guns, and he really performed well.
I think, yeah, the four tries will obviously grab the headlines, but what he's done for us out of backfield is, you know, as a fellow prop forward who appreciates that, it's huge for us. You know, there aren't too many better wingers in the comp at getting your set started, and whether he leaves somebody on the ground or the markers out square or set. He wins the ground, and if you look at him technically, how he goes about doing it, it's not something we preach every day. He's just physically strong on the ground, and you know, fantastic for him to score the four tries. But I'm sure he's just as over the moment what he's done coming out of our own end.
At least every time he made a break, there seems to be players 20 metres away. But this week, everybody's on the shoulder and things like that. Must be delightful.
Yeah, again, you know, the players showing that they pretend to listen. No, that was a focus for us, obviously, this week. And, you know, on our line breaks in particular, there was black and white shirts in the frame. And, you know, that's really, really pleasing to see.
Because, obviously, quite a few of the boys have had a bit of illness and things like that, particularly, like you mentioned, for what he's been through. To have a performance like that, he was all over the field again.
Yeah, you know, and that's credit to his fitness and his determination. So, you know, I had the same illness he had, and I was laid up for 3 weeks, feeling sorry for myself. So, credit to him, he's come through it, you know, not fully 100%, but you would not know that judging by that performance.
How's Leon? It's a couple of knocks in his
room. Yeah, he's a diva, as Leon is. He does like to milk it.
You just Was anything to do with the knee or anything?
No, just both head knocks, so yeah. It'll be fine.
And 2 points off the top as well, perfect position at the moment in this stage of the season.
It is, yeah. And some results have gone our way today again as well, I think. So, you know, long may continue.
Just one, Gaz, do you think you may be in trouble for that shot on Tupou?
Yeah, no, it's actually his head. It's collided with his head, right. So... nobody intentionally goes to throw the red at somebody. No smart bloke does that anyway. So, I don't think there was anything in that.
Just ask you about the former Scott Taylor. What have you meant to him?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, on and off the field. He's for the atmosphere of the group. He's a big kid. The best way I'd describe him. But he's fitted in really well, and his performances have been second to none for us. And you know, one of. I think 4 or 5 big fellas that we've got, you know, been really consistent for us at the minute. So, you know, again, we're going to need him to step up again this Friday coming.
I know it's one game at a time, but you have gone 4 huge games coming up, haven't you, against teams in and around?
It's more than 4, I think. Yeah, I counted a couple. I think I went to 6. You know, massive fixtures for us. So, we spoke about that obviously prior to the lead up to this game and. How important our squad is over that period, because in some of them games we play Sunday, Friday, which doesn't give us a great, you know, turnaround. So your squad becomes valuable, and making sure everybody gets a taste of it and come in and do a really good job for us, or a big job for us, is obviously going to be really important for us.